Not only do I make videos about Purgatory, but for vacation, I go there as well. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, in the series of videos that I've made while being here in sunny Cancun, I had one talking about suffering, and someone made a comment, and they said that it seemed sort of tone deaf to make a video about suffering while in sunny and tropical Cancun. I responded to them that you can find Purgatory anywhere. Little did I know what would happen in the next 4 to 5 days. And this sort of begins to answer the question, can we suffer purgatory on earth? And I want to get into that right away. There are several places that give a resounding yes to this answer. I want to sort of generally quote one of them from Maria Sima. She gives the instance of a nun and a priest that both kind of had this proposition to them. I believe it was the nun that told the priest, I think we should ask God to send us all the sufferings that we need so that we can go to straight to heaven when we die. And the priest, out of fear, said, no, I don't want to do that. I can't. So he decided not to. The nun took the offer and asked God to send her all the sufferings that he wanted and needed for her to be purified to go to heaven straight after her death. Now, both of them appear to someone after they died, the nun all in the glory of heaven, grateful that she didn't have to suffer, not even for one moment in purgatory. The priest, on the other hand, because of his lack of trust in God, not only was in purgatory, but he was in one of the lower levels. So think about that. In many other places, and many people say to ask for purgatory here on earth. So what happened here? Well, half of the vacation was great. Then one by one, we got sick. First Eden, my 4-year-old, then Rose, my 2-year-old, then my wife got sick with something. I then got sick with that and had achy body. Then my son Caleb, then eventually my brother Benjamin, who's here, and my mom. They got possibly Moctezuma's revenge or some sort of virus. Then I got that. Then our friend Eduardo that was with us got sick. All of us got sick, and the last 3 to 4 days have been nothing short of a purgatory. Now, on the one hand, when I look at it from a human perspective, I want to say that the vacation is ruined, that I wish I'd never come here. That's a lot of how I feel. But from a supernatural perspective, I know that in a very real sense, God has given us all a gift. Yes, he gave us some time to relax at the beginning. Then he gave us some sufferings, which from God's perspective is a gift that we can offer to him. Remember, uniting it with the sufferings of Jesus and suffering it well, that's very important, so that it has the highest value possible. So many of you at different times, possibly on a vacation or at home, you see other people relaxing and having a great time. Don't be envious. Remember what happened to the nun and to the priest. The priest probably had a much more cushy life. Remember that just one moment in purgatory can feel like years, possibly even centuries. Remember how I said that a week can feel upwards of 700 years, and it's more intense suffering than any of the suffering that the martyrs could possibly have? In this sense, no matter what sufferings the Lord sends us, they are nothing compared to what we will suffer in purgatory if we go, and if we suffer them well and unite them to our Lord Jesus' suffering on the cross, they will gain for us immense merit of which no tongue or eye or ear can describe at all. My friends, keep my family in your prayers. It's been a rough vacation. Pray for us, and I will continue praying for you. I'll see you in the next one.